Once upon a time, there was a majestic king who lived with his noble brother in a colorful kingdom where music and art were celebrated. The king did not foresee having a child, but he lived in an enchanted land where all things were possible. In time, he was blessed with a beautiful baby daughter for whom he wished only peace and happiness. Still, the king had demons who pursued him. There was a ruthless beast who wanted to take the kingdom for her own. Armed with a pack of untamed creatures, she drove the other magical beings from the land. And there was a wicked sorceress with enchanted stones that weakened the king on every full moon. Seeing the shadow his enemies cast upon his home, the king was driven to send his beloved princess away, convincing all who remained that she was forever lost. The king, in his sorrow, turned away from the world. The castle closed its doors, and the kingdom fell. Some say that the only light that shines in the castle illuminates the shadow of the once mighty king in the room meant for his child. But as the ruthless beast took rule over the fallen king's realm, little did they know that he and his brother would not rest until their enemies were vanquished. For they believed that one day they would heal their kingdom and bring their princess home, so that she might live happily ever after.
Authentic cast iron columns. Look at that. The original Bloomery Forge. Fueled by a charcoal furnace. Modern elements blend very nicely indeed. My foundation has aligned itself with the city's Historical Preservation Society. We have a vested interest in seeing this building protected.
The place is a dump. The Guerrera family would be doing the city a favor.
Unfortunately, under the Preservation Act of 1966, we cannot allow the Guerreras to demolish one of the city's original foundries, even if it is for something as noble and distinguished as a casino.
So thank you, gentlemen.
Do give my best to Francesca.
I suppose we shall have to call this your white period.
I'm missing a crucial color in my palette. That of my enemy's blood.
Well, I recommend a Venetian red with a dash of rust.
It's been months. I've adhered to our plan, sit and do nothing. Sell our grief. And now my child is safely away. And another full moon is upon us. Another night of pathetic weakness as the moonlight rings steal my strength.
Ignacio is killing me. I need to act. I need to spill blood.
Well, then, you'll be pleased to know that I've located the last of the 12 rings forged with your blood.
Then it's time.
And none too soon. I'm concerned about Haley.
She looks well enough.
She looks no better than you, brother. Now, if the two of you would treat each other as more than just passing acquaintance.
She has you to help her.
Sadly, like the father of her child, she prefers to fight her demons alone.
Thank you. to get back to campus, meet my new advisor. Apparently the one I was supposed to have dropped dead. I did triathlons, yet couldn't climb a flight of stairs.
Want to see you later?
Marcel, you know the deal. No strings, no plans.
I know. Just feeling nostalgic, I guess.
You're not missing anything over there. That bitch Francesca's got her werewolves on every corner, and as usual, the humans in the know don't care as long as tourism money keeps rolling through.
Yeah, gotta say, never thought I'd see the day the vampires are kicked out of the quarter.
And I never thought I'd be sleeping with one, so I guess life is full of surprises.
How's Klaus?
Nobody knows.
Not even you?
Not even me.
It doesn't make sense. The wolves attacked him in his home, took his town, probably killed his kid. I mean, why hasn't he struck back?
He's in mourning.
No. If anyone can mourn a murder at the same time, it's him. Something's up. Just wish I knew what.
I saw Davina. She's doing well. She's back in high school. She told her whole witch coven to shove it.
Good. Good girl.
Maybe it's better. Just move forward instead of holding on to things we can't change.
Yeah. Maybe.
Davina? Now, sometime you're going to give me the lowdown on why you're so hooked on ancient Icelandic folk music.
It's for someone else.
I sure hope so.
Hey, new kitty.
Don't call me that.
So I heard that you, it's your cousin. It's too bad. That other harvest girl, Cassie, she has been super helpful to all us wolves.
She's making you moonlight rings, Oliver. I wouldn't call that helpful, I'd call that an alliance.
Well, you can call it whatever you want, as long as we don't have to turn in the full moon anymore, it works for me. Look, I take off for you. Things are about to get a little ugly in here.
Hey, y'all, store's closed. Get out, now!
Hey, what are you doing?
Joe Dalton, right? You see, I've been studying up on this store. Been a staple of the quarter for 90 years. Run by you, your daddy, and then his daddy before him.
That's right.
Hey, you see, the thing is, Joe, there just ain't many photos of anyone in your family. But you.
Oliver, no.
Have a deal, Cassie. Witches don't get in our way when it comes to killing vampires who enter the quarter.
Davina's not in our coven anymore. The rules don't apply to her.
Well, make them apply. Get everyone out of my space. They're here, hovering all the time.
They're doing their job.
Their job is to protect me from Klaus Michelson, who, by the way, has not set foot outside his house in months. All this waiting, I'm losing my mind. Anyone who is not paid to protect me, go. Get out!
She's unraveling, poor thing, cracking under the pressure.
I assume that was Elijah and Niklaus's goal all along.
Say what you will, they are impressive strategists.
Trait they inherited from you, dear mother.
I suppose they did, Finn. Francesca Guerrera will be her own undoing. Let's see how impressive your brothers are when they finally come up against me.
Thank you.
It never gets old for you guys, does it? It's like a couple of dogs with a bone. Tell Francesca I'm just trying to live a normal life. See if you can get that through her thick canine skull. Why do I bother? Here. Your regular extra sugar, right? Hello? Klaus? Klaus, I know you're here somewhere. We need to talk.
He doesn't wish to see you.
Elijah, where the hell did you come from?
I beg your pardon. Aren't you the one who is trespassing? He doesn't care much for conversation these days, and he certainly wouldn't care for the fact that you put yourself in danger by coming here.
I'm already in danger. I have guerreras following me like it's a police state. The city's being run by gangsters, and you guys aren't doing anything about it. Marcel took them out 100 years ago without any of you. Don't you think he might be up for lending you a hand?
Thank you for coming to me.
I know your family is grieving, but I know you don't believe those rumors that Marcel killed the baby. So if you want help taking down the guerreras, you have a weapon across the river just waiting to be fired. Use it.
I like her spirit. So do I.
Dude, come on. This is like the 20th group I've brought you. There's gotta be a keeper in here somewhere.
I'll be the judge of that. I know you're all wondering how you got here. Don't worry about that for now.
Instead, I want you to think about your lives.
Don't be afraid.
Remember when you were a kid?
You felt like anything was possible.
And then you grew up. Things didn't turn out like you planned. But still, there was that part inside of you that would dream. Maybe you wanted strength. Maybe you wanted to be a part of something. Something bigger than yourselves. Maybe you wanted to be a fighter. Have something worth fighting for. Maybe some of you even wanted to live forever. Well, you can have it. All of it. Because that's what being a vampire is all about.
Don't be afraid. What do you have to fear?
And you can do this.
I know. Pretty cool, right?
When you leave here, you'll forget this. But somewhere, deep down, you'll know that the offer still exists to join me. Be like me. And only then will you find your way back here. Because you want it. Because you need it.
My money's on the rocker, Jake.
I wouldn't bet on it. You'd be lucky to get one from that group.
How can you tell? I mean, they all seem tough. What are you looking for?
I'm looking for tough guys, Josh. Looking for warriors.
What's the difference?
A warrior fights for what they believe in. A warrior fights for his family.
Thank you.
you're doing, Elijah?
Welcome back. What is it, the third night this week?
I don't need a caretaker. Hybrids are invincible, right? What are you doing, Elijah?
As we have discussed, our illusion needs to be flawless. No months have passed. It's the appropriate time.
What's next on the appropriate list? Klaus and I hold our heads up high and say we're ready to try again.
I understand that this is difficult for you.
What's difficult is knowing that Francesca Guerrera is still breathing after she was the one that plotted with the witches to kill my baby.
You will have your vengeance. I promise you this.
Well, until then, this is my room. And I'll tell you when it's appropriate to clean it out. You keep showing off. You know you can't hurt me.
Oh, but the desire I have to do so. I am Michael, the vampire who hunts vampires. You know, thin human blood does little to sustain me.
Feed.
Stop.
Rip this from you. Break that which binds me to you. And complete the task for which you resurrected me. Kill the bastard who calls himself my son.
You can't take off the bracelet, and you can't kill Klaus. Not until I figure out how to save my friends from dying, too. I've studied their mother's spellbook for weeks. I'm getting close. Once I unlink my friends from Klaus's sire line, I will unleash you to be the monster that you were so eager to be.
Music to my ears, my little witch.
The wolves have the numbers. Back in 1925, the Guerrera Pack was maybe 100. We went guerrilla warfare on their asses and wiped them out over a four-day fight. But we're not just talking about Guerreras now. They've had wolves coming in from packs all over.
Well, we don't need to hit them all. Just the 12 with the rings that take me out every full moon.
But you want to find 12 rings. Go out and chop off the hand of every wolf you find until you get what you want. I mean, come on, you taught me that. You and Elijah are stalling. Why?
Because it's possible they're in possession of something very dangerous to us.
They have a stake that can kill you.
It went missing the night I lost my child. So, it's in play, and the thought of that makes me very nervous, especially on nights like tonight.
Why would you tell me that?
Depends. Do you have it?
Of course not. That kind of weapon does me no good. You die, I die. Along with every vampire we've ever sired.
Well then, perhaps you'd like to help me get it back. We attack the wolves tonight when the moon hits its apex. They won't expect it while I'm weak.
Hey, bad news or good news?
Klaus? Joe, Klaus. Now you want to talk Guerreras? Nobody fought harder back in 1925 than Joe here. Fought so hard he retired into retail. Been keeping the peace ever since and living right under their noses.
Yeah, well, good news is your order came in this morning. Bad news, I got made. Your friend Davina saved my ass, but what's done is done. So pour me a drink, play me a song, because it's going to be my last.
Joe, don't be dramatic. Just head out of town till things blow over.
No way. I don't run from Guerreras.
You don't leave, you won't have to. They'll sniff you out in a day.
You let them come hunt me down. They've had a good ride.
How would you like to get back in the fight, Joe?
What do you have in mind?
I've been thinking about this whole thing the wrong way. Guerrera Pack loves to hunt. They're primal, alphas. I gave you my reason for not making a move these past few months. What, pray tell, is theirs?
they don't have a stake.
Well, then who the hell does?
Tonight it doesn't matter. Because tonight, we're going on a wolf hunt.
We have the Guerreras where we want them. We have them waiting, we have them worried, and now we know they're an army with no defenses against an original.
You don't know that for certain.
I'm willing to gamble.
It's too risky. The stake didn't just disappear, someone has it.
One enemy at a time. In the end, we'll slay them all. Tonight, we just have to plant the right seeds, and for that, we need help.
You know, I'm starting to think that you have a death wish.
Look, I just want to get my stuff and get out of town.
Why would we let you do that?
Because I got information that could be very useful to Francesco Guerrero.
We're taking the 12 original rings. Now, four of them sit on the hands of the Guerrero brothers. One on Oliver, one on Francesca. Three with a home security detail, and the rest scattered amongst their lackeys. Now, each ring is distinguishable by its setting. Gauche, like those that wear them.
Prowls thinks you have the White Oak stake.
But we don't.
That doesn't matter. Because if they think you have it, it means they don't know where it is.
Do a spell. Find it. Now.
If they believe they can get their hands on the stake, they will come for me when I'm weak. Each ring we retrieve will strengthen me, but I will still be at a disadvantage.
Ergo, any hope of our success depends entirely upon our working together. Two of you can no longer afford to retreat to separate corners.
This is our fight. You ready for battle, lady?
Just promise me that Francesca doesn't come out of this alive.
Her head will be delivered to you on a silver platter. Little wolf.
I'll deal with the last piece of the puzzle.
Learm filium Akenbe exoculus. It's no good. I can't find it. It must be cloaked. I'd love to know by whom.
I'm afraid you'll have to tell us the whole story this time. Not just enough to keep yourself alive.
Jessica, I told you that.
And I'm telling you, give me something I don't already know or you die right now. Spill. You walk out that door. Who has the White Oak stake?
Rumor has it. It landed in the hands of the priest.
It's not enough. I can't even go on a walk. Now you have to do this?
You know how to stop this. Where's the stake?
Fine. Whatever. What do I care? This is not even my fight. There. That's where you'll find what you want. Now all you need is my uncle's key.
Where's that?
Hiding in plain sight, genius.
Klaus will be at his lowest strength for the next few hours. Once you retrieve the White Oak stake, be ready to use it. You take a group to the compound and subdue him while he's still weak.
What about Elijah and Haley? There's no way they'll leave his side tonight.
Elijah can be weakened by your bites. As for Haley, whoever rips out her heart gets a bonus.
And where will you be?
Here, where it's safe. They're vampires. Can't get into the house without an invitation.
So we risk our lives while you hide?
I am the top dog. Your job is to ensure the battle doesn't come to me.
Start from the corners. Work the room from the outside in.
Look what we have here.
I know your boss wanted to buy this place, but I've been stockpiling Wolf's Bank for months, and I just really needed a place to store it.
And you ruined it. If I see you, if one of these again, I will kill you myself. Don't bluff me. You can't win.
Monsters all suffer from such hubris. Do you know Al Capone thought himself invincible back in his day? And in the end, he was sentenced to the wretched filth of Alcatraz for which of his atrocities? Anyone?
A failure to pay his taxes. I suppose the devil's in the details, isn't it? My, my, you have a beautiful home here. I was so pleased when the city took my suggestion to protect its heritage status and invoke eminent domain. So I suppose that means this house now belongs to the public, and as such, anyone can enter without invitation.
Full strength. Which of the rings are unaccounted for?
Only one. I must say, the brothers fought valiantly before Miss Guerrero escaped.
You let her get away? Not exactly.
We're still. They got Joe.
Joe knew what he was getting himself into.
So what? Hey, come on, join our team. Your reward will be your death?
Here's what you gotta understand. Vamps like Joe, they know what it feels like to be in the battle and what it is to sit on the sidelines. Joe sat it out for a long time, but when the fight came to him, he got back in. Because he'd rather die on his feet than live on his knees. That's a warrior.
But what are we fighting for?
Me? I'm fighting for my home. For the dignity of the vampires who run out of there. The question is, what are you fighting for?
That's the problem. I have no idea. If the werewolves took over the quarter, we beat them back today, they'll fight us back tomorrow. It's nuts. And all for a few measly blocks of real estate?
I was born here in a time far more shameful than now. And even then, this city was worth fighting for. My blood runs through the gutters of this city, along with the blood of my closest friends. And yeah, Klaus and I fought side by side against the Guerreras, but you know, before long, he's going to want to be king of the wolves. His blood runs deep here, too. You hear that? That is the first, last, and only album that my friend Thierry Vanshore ever made. It could have only been made here. We're not fighting for real estate. We're fighting for the soul of this city.
Hello? Hi. I'm sorry. This is weird. I just kind of found my way here.
I killed her. Francesca looked me in the eye and begged me for her life as I tore her apart. But I don't feel better. I don't feel peace. I don't feel anything.
It's perfectly natural given what you...
Nothing about what I am, Elijah, is natural.
As a hybrid, you will begin to experience feelings with a greater intensity. It will take time to master control.
I don't want to live like this, Elijah. I hate it. When I was living with the Crescents in the bayou, I finally understood the purity of being a wolf, the nobility. I killed 8 wolves tonight before I got to Francesca. 8 of my own people. What's noble about that? I acted no better than
a vampire.
Everything has changed. Not just for me. I saw the way you looked at me before. And I see the way that you look at me now. I was a mother, now I'm a monster. Things are different now. You can't tell me that they're not.
Sucks. No trades today. I mean, worse for you, of course. Guy had the market cornered on the ancient Icelandic folk scene.
This worked for me.
And Caleb.
Divina.
Oh, cool name. Terrible taste in music. You obviously need me.
Did you not just take a sledgehammer to them?
These were forged by a witch, brother. And as such, only the elements of water and fire can destroy them. I'd have thought this would bring you greater pleasure.
Yes, would I. This was my fault.
all of it. If I had just accepted Haley's pregnancy instead of playing king, I should have listened to you. Instead, my greed and my envy robbed me of my daughter. My actions led to the release of a weapon that can kill not just me, but you.
1,000 years I've survived your attempts to destroy me, brother.
I imagine I can survive this. You chase my redemption like a man rolling a stone up an endless mountain.
Well, no mountain is endless, brother. Some are just steeper than others. As much as I would like to be the one to comfort Haley in this moment, I believe that only you can understand her grief.
We lost our child. I mean, what could I possibly say to ease her pain?
Whatever she needs to hear.
Do you think things will be better in the quarter now?
No. It was nice fighting with Klaus for a change.
I'm sorry about Joe. I was brave.
So were you.
Doesn't matter. This has to stop, Marcel. Us. The deeper I'm in it with you, the deeper I'm into everything, and I have to get my certification. I have to help human people with their human problems. And I can't do that if I keep letting myself get pulled back in. I'm sorry, this has to end.
It will get better.
When? I'm immortal now. If I can't get through today, how am I supposed to get through forever?
You know, over the years, I've had my share of friends, enemies, lovers, losses, and triumphs. With time, they all begin to run together. But you will find real moments are vibrant. The rest just fades away. Your pain will fade.
Not until I can hold my baby in my arms again.
And so you shall. But in order to do that, we need to regain control of the city. Now we work separately once to unite those wolves. We can work together to do it again. They don't need to be our enemies.
After ambushing them, they're not going to want to be our friends, Klaus.
You waged a just war on those who would harm your child. Not only will they respect you, they will answer to you.
Why would they do that now?
Because you're their queen.
About all our other enemies. The witches don't stop plotting even after they're dead.
We defeated my mother and her witches because we stood united. That is how we will face all our enemies. As a family.
Mr. Griffith?
Hey.
Cammy, I can't thank you enough for sponsoring my supervised residency.
Please, call me Vincent.
Did you buy it?
Entirely. The humans are weak. Their bodies are so strange. I've forgotten what it feels like to be this vulnerable.
At least you're not stuck in the body of a teenager.
Well, I love my body, Mother. I'm pretty sure Davina Claire does, too.
Don't be puerile. We have work to do. Your brothers did me a favor by killing Francesca. Now I will control the witches and the werewolves. With the vampires in exile, we can begin to take root in our new home. Finn, Cole, let's get to work. We have a family reunion to plan.